But then does not stop us from proceeding. However, we won't be able to take the decision. The issue is informal decision for now. So, and I'm not sure when it's a society of so, I don't know, somebody, somehow the other, maybe, needs to take a picture. I think we agree in front of the people. But I thought, I actually think we can take a picture. But we can continue with me. Alright, I think the first item on our agenda for today is the ratification of the 2001 Universal Convention on the the second one is the 2003 Universal Convention on Free Travel and the Convention of Cultural Heritage. So, I don't know which one is part of the Convention of
thank you, Captain. My name is Mutasa Sitchin from the book. Sorry that I had something I'm not at this speech.
I'll start with the convention on underwater cycle this is one of those issues that partners have been dealing with in the SARA Act, the SARA Act. There's been quite I think the system is the get to know that you are responsible for law, whether it's so we come to share with you, I think, some of our insights, some of our thinking behind the discussion of the convention. With regards to the underwater cartel guarantee, it is definition, you can understand, I think, will give you a sense of what the cartel and animal is, which we deal with. The definition stands for, and I think it's what we said in the document that is definitely the underwater cartel guarantee means all shapes of human existence. And as such, there's been so many accidents that have taken place. Our agent, that's after the agent, did an audit and came up with, I think, thousands and thousands of cases that have been in the course of South Africa. And that's the sort of thing that we're trying to protect. You talk about the heaps of Spanish origins, Arab origins, English origins. Almost many imperial and European imperial countries. And I must say that with the 100 years rule that you protect something that's older than 100 years, that's not scientific. I think it's just a big argument. But the problem that comes, that arises out of it is that if you have something that's less than 100 years, then it doesn't qualify. And by the time it gets to the 100, people might have killed it, people might have removed the valuable object, it might not be able to protect it. But I think these are some of the debates that we're engaged in our consultation process, but also dealing with in terms of our own domestic law. This convention, as you might realize, I think it's facilitating the countries that are located. The seacoast. Otherwise, countries, Zimbabwe, others might not have a direct not to say doing this to them. So, as such, you have quite a limited number of countries, mainly restricted to those that have a shoreline, having an interest in this particular issue of underwater culture. And so far, I think 15 countries have ratified the convention. And out of this number, only two African countries are ratified, which is Nigeria. In some countries, the other side of the country is number one now. It's an approval for education purposes. In our own assessment of sub-crime and sub-crime heritage, we realize that there's a need for us to safeguard and protect us from our. So, I think our minister signed off on the cabinet member in May last year. Was supposed to be, and in fact, it was only focused after cabinet committee, the committee on the has called them to ask the study convention. The recommended cabinet that we should proceed with the But the problem is that we don't have any information to tell the fact as to whether the cabinet has met and agreed with the recommendation of the that. And I can repeat again that the cabinet memo was done by the minister in May last year, and I think it went to the subject around May as well. So I think that's where the social cluster also noted, you see, the fact that it knows that the need for the kind of African culture to prepare a learning situation in learning among others. I want to come back to this point later. But suffice to say that in terms of all your meetings, we do have a set of methods that and the issues, the kind of contentious issues that are there with that underway. Justified as you come up with a similar group. And the popular issue that is that you can say, first, you were going to be formulating a policy that was the basis of the policy. And that point, I think, is on the bench of competition. And hopefully, by the end of the year, we'll have a draft and institution on how we can cut out and have a good discussion about the extension of our program. Now, coming to the background, the convention provides a common definition of underwater catastrophe. I think the position I've seen in my research, in my first line, is that the definition is what underwater catastrophe. And it says more than standard for the protection of underwater catastrophe, which is used to prevent incidents, damage, and destruction, which are only in place due to technical catastrophe. I must say that if you look at the most of the ship rights, particularly, I want to focus on ship rights, that are on our coast. Some of them, as I said, will be from China or from India, carrying gold, vessels, offering, whatever, taking them to Europe or vice versa. And some people in Africa, they are aware of some of these ship rights. Content, so it's not a secret. And there is a group of people that we call it, I think, And the problem with that particular activity is that they go and take out these fossils, or gold fusion, silver fusion, whatever, but they're not accountable to anything. Our agents in Sahara, they have a quite system that meets people who go underwater to take out patterns like this. They have to declare them, they have to qualify the authorities to supervise the duty. But because of lack of capacity in terms of enforcement, that they cannot always be there when people go underwater to determine exactly what it is that they're taking and what is the reason. So I think this scenario is going to encourage people to be as they see without any kind of responsibility, whether that information could be helpful to us in terms of their knowledge, research, or could be sent to the museum for better protection. So that has been one critical challenge that is happening there. I'll not just go into detail into maritime zone, but I think we will see that this slide first to give you a sense of exactly if we talk about underwater cutter medical research as to what our and this is governed by the United Nations as well, for example, from the court, the Rakuta has derived with regard to resources to the whether it is in 200 kilometers. Now, just because the region is used, I think it is very short. Internal water, constantly flowing water on the surface of the land and all after. Peripheral water, that is the key in the distance of 12 miles from the baseline of the public of the land. And it is translated into kilometers to give you a sense of how many kilometers it is in the past. You talk about some people who are going to see beyond the peripheral water that is in the distance of 24 miles from the baseline of the public of the land. I think that the most important for us to see the problem of the maritime cattle as well is to see the oil of the fair water that is in the distance of 24 meter miles from the water. In the chart of oil of the maritime cattle, we take a look at 1 meter. So I think this chart is going to give you a sense of which part of the city of South Africa has the right in terms of protecting the same way that there's a law that they give you a sense of what the natural resources, for example, fish, have the control over in the ocean. Now I'll go to key provisions of the convention. Just first, I want to call to a critical compromise in the convention that protect animals that are at risk. The first point to make there is the convention promotes what is called in situ preservation of underwater cattle. The in situ preservation of underwater cattle is considered as a fair option. I think that needs to be emphasized. The in situ preservation of underwater cattle is considered as a fair option. In other words, and exactly what we mean by institutional. In other words, you preserve something as is. In other words, if there's a cheap rack that racked somewhere in the post, it's an what the convention tells us is that we don't go and take out what that's what we need to do. That we leave things as they are. And the rationale or thinking behind it is that once you take out an object that has been immersed underwater for a very long time, even if you take them out, some of them break. For example, we have the copper, the fiber, and things like that. So, the thinking is that if you should preserve that you need things as they are, but make sure that they are intact. But as I said, that the second thing is better off, and even if you don't go and take out the object, by the nature of it, I continue. Most things are in charge, but so I think that this is a fine line that we as Americans have to walk between this institutional version, but at the same time, the reality is that if you don't do anything about this, it's the most sensitive that we have to do with that. However, the convention provides protective underwater cattle in the world and under the earth. I think that's accepted here. But in terms of our own act, our domestic act now, I think we have a far stronger protection than the convention says. Because we don't wait for something to be under here before we protect it. But equally, if the chief of the cultural or local significant underwater is a valuable object, if you want to wait for 600 years, 50 years, even 2 days, then the time you want to protect. The other provisions of the convention is provided for professional activities and time protection. think Ben Akamashi referred to such as to refer to the context of the professional archaeologist and supervising and making sure that the work is done in terms of standards and practice and interpretation. Convention also makes provisions for cooperating between and among state parties of the convention. I think this is critical because, as you might be aware, each South Africa fishes within the coastal land, which is Zimbabwe, Angola, India, Mozambique, and to some extent, we're very close with Madagascar, Mauritius, and so the convention makes provision for cooperation. I must say that the gaps in solutions of underwater fisheries are people have been the main nature of that. Otherwise, this salvo people that are yet that want that have capacity to go to the Gaza, to Malaysia, to the Gaza, to the Gaza, to the Gaza, to the further, the convention requires to change underwater cartography, structure of technology, information sharing, and public government for the data and the underwater cartography. The convention says that the commission exploration of underwater cataracts is fundamentally incorporated within the protection of performance of underwater cataracts. It doesn't encourage the commission to attempt underwater cataracts. It can go and take out the continuum of positive design. However, it goes to the mission of the convention that this can be mitigated through the related parts of the activities supported by the defense experience. The convention clearly states that there are synergies between this convention and the UN law. But to some extent, the most important is the import provision to the UN law. Now, coming to reporting in this case, the convention sets up a system in process to report in this case in the UN law. What's happening here is, take for example, one of our neighbors, or any other country, out in the sea, is established. That is some underwater cultural heritage for the rocket, somewhere like Costa Rica. What needs to happen is that those people recover. Or found that the convention says reporting intention to help report it in the authority or to party the public process. State parties to notify the director general on the coverage of activities within the external world. In other words, before we notify the convention, we will have to articulate to the director general into our own. And the DG of UNESCO and the promptly led a higher of process has a training commission to practice. So, to discover a dash sheet, to notify the DG of UNESCO, and the DG of UNESCO will inform the DAS and other friends on the path about this point. State parties will indicate to the state parties on which continental trust to meet this process. Which means that you can contact the house and show it to the point here is that in most instances, those two cracks, when they went down, so they did all that of that in their company, could be in the hotel, could be in the dark, could be wherever. But the answer to this approach is that all parties that have an interest in that is that the opportunity to determine its way and so whether in regards to preservation and promotion of that the state party needs exclusive economic role in the water and the right to use it or authorize it. And then the problem of this is the consult other parties that have a the point here is if the chief rights will deal with us and the court, the has the right to implement right and exercise. But that right, of course, he is a and it makes provision for what is called conducting sale. Otherwise, if a ship is found on the African coast and the African can automatically become a conducting sale in the sense that it can call these activities to notify the resources, notify interested shareholders. So it takes over responsibility of coordinating efforts with regards to setting up the and I think this is a phase between the environment and the fact this world begins to draw connections between South African domestic law and the African defense of the world and the as we have said earlier, that the students of South Africa and the Indian country can be used as a whatever the reason that the patient does is to show you for that some aspect of the patient. And that particular and so in 55.1, that says protection of any rights in the territorial waters and the maritime service shall be the constitution of the law. That I was thinking of. 55.3, any person who discovers archaeological or historical enterprise will be required to fund the responsibility of the 13 years of the current person. I think it pertains to the discovery of I think before I come, maybe let me come to the Department of Arts and Culture had meetings with a number of stakeholders, I think I mentioned in the consultative process. Right, I was in Shara, UNESCO office. Our colleagues are in the other departments like constitutional development and foreign affairs. That is my expert. If you are asked to identify a new network, you must be able to go to mass regard to the public staff, which part of school are international schools in line with our constitution. And the opportunity in terms of foreign affairs, you sure. Thank you. making sure that you don't come to the future. But as I said, the Honorable Minister, it's a problem for us to take care of what is going to happen. The LMS Association of Governments is driving, it's a guy, it's a group of guys that operate rooms in health and sensitive technology to determine that, in Dragon, the sense of place, the age of ship track, its contents will not achieve the one example. And as you have seen in the parable and actions, which they perceive as government, we have had time. But because Sarah, at one point in time, doesn't have the capacity to enforce policy or law in the side of whatever she is trying to undertake, that's the problem. People know well, they can't go and take up this thing. This was not more important. You never go and take service or go and check and tell I think Sarah started some time ago with some of the colleagues to absorb him that the regulation could apply for extending to go XRA on a particular and that application would be accompanied by them thinking that we have at least qualified facility to help us in our intervention. And it will have the mental report mechanism, each and everything that's taken out of that sheet will be recorded and report actually to the agency, Sarah, and some of the staff will be taken to the as I said, I think most of this is actually a huge career for Malaysia of Hobbes, who detects, for example, Hobbes. So, for example, we have Chinese cataracts, tens of thousands. And what we as a partner of the cataracts, if we go and take away that is 10,000 agents at the least authority. There's no point in doing this. What must for the second for them? She just gave us a nuclear system. If they were going to farm 10,000 without the armor, but that policy, was subsequently actually abandoned for various reasons and Sarah completely banned the expectation of the system. We had to go with the Sarah on the ground. Without payment, without anything, and because they knew that we don't have capacity, we just wanted to. And we had a meeting with Sarah, I think, at the end of last year, we were meeting her again. The best way to do that if we were open to don't do your capacity. And we're in the process of communicating and communicating the national that people who want to have the ship back to the back and but I think over and above this pragmatic step that we're taking, it's very important for us to engage the subject well. One of the things that we're taught is to have this guy operate as an entity, not as a but then we don't know who's talking. Could be Shapiro there, Manasseh there, Samuel there. Then we come then to start to ask for it. But then we communicated to them that we want them to start to scope and that's appropriate. We have a call the format. cut loose and gather the seeds. And in principle, they agree. And I think it's just for us a message that we have to make. In the conversations that we have heard, I think most people are sensitive, of course, for the teleport and the heaven, but I'm not sure. Most people were in agreement that this student is in some teleportation and supervised. And there was no question. So, we need to make sure that there is this teleportation that we have this one. Now, let me come to the challenge. As I said, this is the machine, it's ideal, but practically, it's not like it can work because of the last year. Because I need to do a better object for the better object. And the challenge, after I took a time, some of the shapers contain bundles of items that are supposed to be appropriate. You can send it to a shark and work on a meeting on the tablet. That's the problem with the tablet. That's also the motto we have found that we should call there, take the farm, there, get the money, whatever they want. I'm coming back to the same issue of federal capacity. This is here, 4,000. I to cut a person who is a policy, but from the level of the challenges, and I think throughout my presentation of the attempted to analyze. But critical to me, I think most of the challenge is the fact that we don't have maritime. We have, I think, less than 10 scientists actually for the entire world, more than 2,000. If you look at the number of students, more than 10%. This is a serious challenge. I think there's some university, for example, in this Cape Town, a lot of courses in maritime archaeology. And for us, as the people who are part of Malaysia, to preserve and promote their heritage in South Africa, is the issue of skills. Because without the necessary skills, there's nothing that can be done. And in the long term, I think it's not good to be done. So, as far as I remember, I hope you take note of this. There were a number of suggestions that we can get with our colleagues in terms of the education, if you have budget for students to go and study, something like that. And then,
he's the captain of this ship here.
Okay.
And he's taking people now.
What is the conclusion?
Okay, thank you.
We'll proceed.
So I think that is the challenge. And I must say that the group of us in Kaja Central known as skills for the because we pick up that they are the system, they are getting the gas from the website. And that's not conducive to the work of the national promotion of our center. And the other fact that I must let you know is that if you talk about this, it's 10 practice things archaeology, you talk about white archaeology. There's absolutely no application.
The next question is because when we finish this, we really know many qualifications, especially the teacher and the
I think it is very well ready and short overview, man, but if you got anything to say, you can have the statute in the area of clarity.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Jesus. You can write Macuel. And I'm going to hear Mr. Gustav by the Machina Sagina. I'm the director.
Oh,
I'm putting for the
Honorable
members, that's the presentation on the Pacific Convention. Do we have any questions for clarification? Yes, sir.
And then Honorable Mayor.
Chairperson, I just wanted to get clarification on three aspects. The one is that when you talk of the definition of the underwater cultural heritage, you are, at some point, you are indicating a period that is continuous for at least 100 years. I'm not sure why do we go that far. Because if there's a record today, why do we wait for that period? I'm not sure if we can understand the definition, but I've got a problem on the 100 years because it says at least. So it doesn't say at least 1 year going up. I mean, you wait for 99 years. It can be all year, 99 years in the country part. I mean, generations, the 1.5 generations, before you can start doing things there. That's point that I needed to exclude some clarification for me to also understand that. I know I said that you always see some shipwrecks that can't remember someone in our coast. I'm not sure if you can become this, but that's kind of the problem I have with that kind of a energy. I also want to understand why do in exclusions you mention things like pipelines and different. On the two beds that are still in use. Why then we for me it's like you want but the impression that this creates to me is that your cultural heritage is like something that is normally used. It was used before but now it's solely there for preservation. Because I know buildings are there, they may not be all types, but they're still used in somehow, in just a way. They are structural setup may not be tempered with. I'm not sure why they would. The pipelines are there. South Africa is building a cable, underwater cable, that has to do with our broadbending. On the east, I mean, why then is that not part of our heritage? Now, out of the 16 countries that have ratified the convention, the 16 African countries, and that is Libya and Nigeria, is there any indication of other major countries that are European at the coast that have got sea? Why are they not doing that? Maybe we don't have, because these are the internal networks of other countries perhaps. But the countries that are inland, like in Sochi, I have you mentioned in Zimbabwe, I'm not sure if the coastline might have been stayed in that. I mean, what is our role? Do they really need to do it? So that we can end up counting them. And in part of the convention says we could pick the countries. And those countries that are not near any coastline, we find they're not interested in, they never sign and it never comes to be implemented. Because I think there's a certain minimum number of countries we need for the convention to start operating. Also, my last question to the person is that, yes, of course, when you talk about the activities of some maritime, or generally, activities, I don't think you need to expect many of the
black in there because
he got some kind of a red shading that looks so hot when he was just here. Now my question to you is the department, so I have to say the department. What are you doing to try to encourage our students to take this course? Because, you know, I mean, I think we keep talking about the leadership skills, but I don't find a way where somebody says, we've got a leadership skills here, and this is what we're doing as a department. Because for me, it's as much as we sort of highlight things, not complaining, have the need separate, as you say, this was like, you know, second 10 learners to the university, or we are encouraging you. This particular institution is funding for them to start this because universities, as much as they're sharing our learners, they are also looking at the viability of doing a particular course. Now, I think only the states where things are very rare can actually use an intervention to provide the necessary resources for the sake of us as a country to capacitate those communities and South Africans that
thank you, Mr. Ching. I think what we will do, we will take a first round of questions. The department will just drop you down. Mahumani, you had your hand up, Mahumani.
So, just two questions. My first question is talking about the name of the change. My first question, I'm wondering when I'm listening to the presenter, are they having a relationship with the Department of Environment? I'm thinking that also the Department of Environment is a part from the Department of Environment. That's my first question. And then, you say that the Committee on Social Rights approved this May last year, but now maybe a year, the department is sitting on this, not coming up with it. The other way to explain this and this way, and giving us a presentation, this is quite important for us as one of the country here. And again, you say that the law, which was passed, foreign law, now dominant. What is the department doing? Are you trying to make that law work, or are you going to introduce new law? See that Sarah is now, you know, the law, Sarah is no longer existing. What is the department intending to do to make it more effective to the country? Then again, coming to what Chetan said about the lack of academic truth, but now what are we doing? Because now I'm sure the athletes who are now can become interested in this, and you mentioned that there was one university doing this course, but now there are no universities. Can't the department do something to preserve one our university? One is to open up such courses and encourage kids to start taking the course up. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think I would like to learn the Mula and then my people.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. I think covered mostly. I also just want to have clarity on anything that goes down before 60 years, that goes down in the next couple of years, can that be salvaged? Can that be taken up? The remains of whatever goes down, can that be taken out by the official owners? I can have clarity on that one, because I also understand only after 60 years or after 100 years. And then on shortages of skilled archaeologists, I see you saying there are only white archaeologists and you are only mentioning black archaeologists. And what you mean by that? And will funding be provided for these kids? Because you know, we find that departments come here and they always mention funding. Funding will be available. But when you get practically involved in getting the funding for people, it's an element of an eventually land up and getting started, illness to the party. Can you elaborate on that, please? Thank you.
Thank you, Mila. Thank you very much. Just to add one more thing to the question, I think in terms of the presentation, we understand that there's a social current performance in character, like the focus of the camera class. But what is not clear, we don't know if the camera is going to improve. So the presentation decided about that is like that. But I want to ask a very interesting or a stupid question. I'm speaking in terms of whoever's got a ship or a car. What you normally do as an owner or as a company, you take an insurance. Am I right? If I get inside my car, and it's a write off, it then becomes the property of the insurance company. But it seems to me we're having quite a different situation here with ships. I don't know. But if somebody can just clarify that to me, I would hear your, would like to hear your input on that particular point. So, thank you very much. Is there perhaps a story, is there something that you would like to ask before we hand over to the department?
Our first one, I'm sure that is coming to me, but maybe in the beginning, you have indicated that this people are not before the community. I do not know what kind of situation is going on. When you think that the thing has that came number 5 by 5, that's the one time to leave the community as quick as possible. And I really don't understand why that has happened. Why that has happened if this is a very good community. Well, is this video 6 by 5? What is the situation? Is it 6 by 5? Why did you have to call the video in this? Another thing is, I've not received the actual conventions of that. I just see this in the notes, but what are the actual conventions? I don't know, did you get it? The actual conventions. I can't receive them. It's not there. So I really need to read the actual stuff, not the interpretation. What we have in front of us here are the interpretations, no interpretations of the stuff, but the actual stuff. That's what I'm saying. The other thing that I wanted to know, but I think it's happy to hear, this thing was passed by Humanity UNESCO in 2001. Yes? And it's only 6 years, 7 years later, it's only then that South Africa was passed. Why? Were we doubting? Were we chittering? Because it's not on the power, not on the power. We're not convinced that it means the fact is not, but what is it?
Thank you very much, Mr. Tolo.
I will now answer the question.
Okay.
Okay, so I think I'm... one this thing to come to you from directly from coming to you to know about the Chakras Live community. And our understanding is that things come back to you after every coming to you. And indeed, I think that's correct. One thing that we know what the cabinet minimum, what the cabinet, committee, law committee, and things like that. But we have been living with our colleagues who are in the region. But at least in this cabinet, they have said, what are they doing? And this people the first before. I'll be talking to my colleagues at the proper arrangement soon. Why is this convention well I think it was an oversight in our party to send this convention. But I think we can use it as an important why I would only like find the conversation history about down the well, initially, there was no capacity to do all the conventions, all the so, I mean, these are some of the dialogues that we need. I started looking at the director, but I couldn't call each other, and these are some of the first things that work on. But in terms of relevance, I think it's okay. That's not happening. Not every number we need to find. And now, moving to you, sir, on the issue of Victoria and the company. Did you realize, and this is, it is when we send you the convention, you see that it's almost silent on the issue of ownership. Silent on the issue of ownership because it's a very if that is in the company that's going down, it's done now. And that, of course, for the company. And the framework for the drafters of the convention realize that it cannot work. And that the convention was not going to apply these are all over. Talk about the US thing, they have sheep racks in the Pacific Ocean, the Spanish sheep racks in South Africa. And indeed, I think that's a very valid concept, a very valid thing. You go to UNESCO now and again, and people keep on buying the end of this issue. But I don't know in the long term. But it's one thing that we surprised him for the one program from which I heard the same promotion. Someone was issued to be bogged down by people contesting, yes, it is much.
with the Sarah law,
one paragraph. And this is in the calendar. So we realize that they are there, and that this college is going to be going to take a few. So we just want to have a standalone and take it as a because to some extent the Sarah will attack through them very active in protecting the business. We thought this is the best place to give the first point that is from and I think giving us the point I think we're just on a bad day. Would be a big thing to do that. I cannot say it's too much of them as well as you can understand. We can't see it somewhere in the future. I think there are two honorable members who raised the issue of the lack of blame and blame for the rule of duty. I think that's correct. Very easy to raise the problem that coming up with solutions. As I said in my presentation, the social concentrated cancer on its children. This youth aim is to identify skill gaps in the healthcare sector. Identify challenges to deal with professionals who are important in the field of emotional and last but not least, the key to remit includes issues of maritime authority. I would hope that the policies and actually the strategy of this coming out, it will give us pointers in terms of what we need and we can do in the long term. But nonetheless, in the cabinet, we don't have to vote in the country. We have identified that there is a great need for coming out of the country, the Department of Education, to collaborate. And one of the communicating with the medium term assessment of what needs to be taken is the whole issue of opening training at the university of maritime authority. That certain universities that are located along the coast, in the Cape Town, in the top part of Natal, in the Eastern Cape, we have Nelson Mandela, we have Fort Kennedy. But we need to have a different conversation to both issues for them to meet the system and support them. But of course, there's always been the issue of resources and something. I think this is a part of the test of the law and we can move forward. But the other important thing is to engage our communities. There are so many communities about this land that we talk about here in Cape Town that are not yet. And that's our task to make sure that we engage in communication campaigns and make those communities aware of this. But in the long term, it's those communities that are important in the tradition of if I stay along the coast, if someone doing something somewhere, might not have an interest. But if I know that, okay, there are big issues of ship life, big issues of underwater capacity, then perhaps I can begin to collaborate with the necessary and ship authorities for me or whatever. So I think it is very important for us that we don't go to this task of ourselves. We need to ensure, I think, better collaboration between us, our ship authorities, and for me to make sure that and with education, hopefully, we should be able to come up with first on the tip of the battery to the one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank I think that goes back to the conventions that the government issues property assets
Thank you very much, sir. I don't know if there's anything from your colleague that would like to make some
addition.
None. Honourable members, would you like to have a second bite of the cherry before we move on to the next convention? Are we all happy with the explanation? Okay, it looks like we can proceed to the next convention. What we have now is the ICH UNESCO Convention on safeguarding of the general cultural heritage. So, can the department look at this one?
Thank you, Chairperson.
Am I putting you on the plane?
No, not at all.
Okay.
That's
right.
Why I came here.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I think what we'll have to do perhaps is to have a short 5 minutes. So that you can enjoy your water, I can also go and enjoy my dessert.
Okay.
That's okay. And we will resume within 5 minutes.
Thank you.
mentioned in Egypt with the intangible kettle.
This is a new concept.
There was a green and different. People sell all this money to sell.
Is to contrast this intangible cultural heritage with the tangible heritage.
If we talk about tangible heritage, we talk about the museum, the object that it contains, architect. But if you talk about issues of intangible cultural heritage, we talk about land, issues of morality, issues of folklore, issues pertaining to rituals. And there's a clear relationship between this combination of intangible cultural heritage and the World Heritage Convention. The World Heritage Convention deals with heritage sites, Peruvia, Robben Island, Chekwa, Kakaba, Blankenberg, and others in the African continent. The World Heritage Convention of Mexico aimed at protecting this physical heritage. The other important distinction between intangible cultural heritage and tangible heritage is in terms of the World Heritage Convention, such as the Robben Island, Kumbuka, it talks about concepts such as obtaining better grades. In other words, if something is obtaining better grades, like the Robben Island, Kumbuka, Blankenberg, then it must be protected. And before its inscription into the list, to the UNESCO list, it has to, people, the committee that approved the list of those sites, need to be convinced. They need to make certain standards that indeed is the purpose of attaining the better value, it needs to keep it in its nature and things. But the contrast with this intangible cultural heritage, the intangible cultural heritage is very clear. It says all cultures are equal. In other words, there's no folklore, there's no dance, there's no orality, or there's no language that's better than another language. It doesn't have a hierarchy. You see why the other one has a hierarchy. This one doesn't have a hierarchy. It says all cultures are equal. And I think that's where it starts. That's a very important thing that I want to make from the beginning. The convention provides for the safeguarding, preservation, and promotion of so far, there are 88 countries that have ratified the convention. And all of the following, you ask why are we ratifying this convention 6 years down the line? You know, this one was only adopted by UNESCO in 2003. Already, there have been 88 countries that have ratified. We see not in South Africa, and we see not ratified. And out of those 88 countries, 20 are African countries. Mali, Nigeria, you name it, there's so many. And I think for us, it's an age, I mean, quite a great age and thing for us to identify this. Because as we're talking, the convention is operational. In other words, it has the force of international law. Except that I think they have to clarify issues of international law, of guidelines, of criteria, but otherwise it's something that has gained momentum. I think object, like, associated with community, groups and individuals, and recognize the practice of cultural heritage. But these are the things that refer to those things, morality, rituals, in South Africa, in terms of cultural heritage, is commonly referred to as being heritage. That is really the concept that we, some of us in culture, have been using. And we acknowledge that the country is being heritage is rich and healthy. Communities, Northern Cape, unique, practices of their own. And the same thing with people in Congo that have a certain ritual, certain dance form. That's how we think it's written like that. And it's just relevant to the majority of the Catholic citizens. This must be emphasized. There's no community, African community, that you can talk about that doesn't have intangible Catholic. Almost all of us. And whether rituals, and forms, and related, and these are things that this convention attempts to protect. And the reason behind the protection is because the international community of people in general have come to realize that some of these practices are on the agenda of extinction. That people, if they had the right of passage in a particular context, with development, with passage of time, people forget those rights of something. And chapter A will make sure that that rich in terms of vocabulary and everything with them for current and future generations. It forces the same parties to identify, define, and divide appropriate measures for themselves. This is very important. Otherwise, once South Africa ratified this convention, we have to identify again what is our convention. Zomba, Kamiya, Shongolo, Yenilembo. We need to do an audit of Japan. And this is important because we can only protect something that you know about. You can't protect something that conceptually there, but you can't put it at all. We therefore be forced to identify that ICA, define it, and devise appropriate measures for its implementation. If it's a dense form, it's okay. This is a dense form, you need to create that and you know, going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, and we're going to set up a framework to the resources, human or financial resources, to make sure that particular ICA doesn't die out. The decision to ratify the convention was arrived at through a process of consultation as well as based on the need to safeguard and promote the practice and practice. Like I think after the other convention that I talked about, consulted with our colleagues in the Department of Justice, Foreign Affairs, to get the decision to comply with our international obligations, as well as the Western Constitution. And we also consulted with a range of stakeholders, including civil society, different institutions. And I must say that this is one of the most attended. I mean, we had a consultation workshop on this convention in around May, June last year. And the attendance, we invited, I think, 200 people and ended up attending with over 70. And what came out quite strongly, you could see that this heritage is linked with people's identity. Most of them were giving me the fact that you guys need to for people that but at the same time, we need to do a national policy that's going to assist in the safeguarding and protection of people. And some of them are even giving given examples of certain ICS practices in their community that have died out, and that they want to start to assist in the rejuvenation. Let's now come to the benefits. I think this convention presents an opportunity for government to address the current approach to healthcare. Remember, since 1990, I think when this new government came in 1994, there are very powerful and strong infrastructures that dealt with issues of preservation of public cultural landscape. Talk about your monuments, museums, and they were created for a particular reason. Whether we agree or we don't agree with it, something else. But they were created by people, I mean, to perpetuate a particular thing, a political agenda, not necessarily that they did anything that they did, or the government promoted the same country. So, from 1994, you have this strong infrastructure on the protection of cultural areas, and in the majority, most people. Promoted colonial ideology. What do you have that protects an African and indigenous nationality? And this is still a major problem for us. Of course, I think this mentioned before you have legacy projects like the Nelson Mandela Museum, the Chief Albert Museum, the Quadri Center, and those are aimed at making sure that we have this thread in the So, one of the things that this particular condition has potential to colonize a city, which is dominated by monuments, this has a lot of potential to do. Because what it has, that knowledge shows you blasted everything. Remember during the colonial era, African colonial practices, whether it was form of dance or this, I mean there was the monarch, the reason of no use, and people attempt to even practice some of those practices. And this particular convention is aimed at making sure that people reclaim that particular heritage and be proud of that. This is who we are, we can't tell you, and we're proud actually about this aspect. And as I said, the aim is not to create a hierarchy of culture. That we want to make sure that each and every South African feels free to practice whatever cultural practice, whether it's dance form, whether it's the ritual. And the other unique thing about the kind of culture is that it happens in a communal context. I'll give an example of the Karako culture. So for example, the different states, the also the Congo, also the state place, Pumalanga. You don't go to that particular practice or act or located within a particular community and it transmits such a norms and values to that community. And in most instances, I mean, people, when they are old, and they'll say, I went to this rite of practice in some sort of school. I went to this rite of practice in this particular community. And it becomes the basis for bonding individuals and communities. I think that's a very critical point. And the other thing that the current social form of course is the policy form. At the moment, as I said, we have lots of policy in terms of the country, but nothing else. We know that if we want to find a museum over here, if we want to find a monument, this is a problem. But there's absolutely nothing on the international level on the So the minister has approved and appointed a panel that is drafting this report from the government. There are some problems here and there, but I'm sure that in some groups we have a draft of some sort to confidence. You are the member for the approval of the comment as well. As I said, some government authorities are under threat of extinction. Both the convention and the letter of court will assist in rejuvenating its endangered species. Come to the issue of operational cost of conservation. The 2003 UNESCO convention explicitly that this implementation should take place in the context of facilitating by communities, groups, and non-governmental organizations. I think this is important because this heritage is largely a matter located within communities. It's through the involvement of communities that we can safeguard the convention plans are promote regional continental and international cooperation in the center of the world. An example, South Africa shares water to six countries and we involve the government of the media for government. Apart from sharing this water, South Africa also shares a lot of culture and interests. We share languages, we share practices, and so many other aspects. So some of the advantages that will accrue to South Africa on the plane of the conference is that the country will be part to the sharing of international expertise and best practices. The convention says that I'm encouraged to work bilaterally in my political context in the preservation of the and we have two deals. Today the World Health Convention has the duties of obtaining in the data with the Robert Island, Checkery. And it did that thing. It has what is called a representative list and endangered list. And endangered list that are not held on the bed of extinction, on the bed of okay. And then what do you do? This is the language within our community, within our country, that's on the bed of extinction. Can UNESCO assist us in terms of making sure that we can have that? They also have the representative way to work. Them form a rise and things like that. Would you believe that this would intensify regional cooperation and this aggression on part of there's no doubt about this. And if we as an Africa located where we are, where we share borders with all these countries, Mozambique, Botswana, we can go and identify practice and that Botswana people in South Africa value, and the Botswana people in Botswana value, and we say, as Botswana and South Africa want this particular practice to be developed for us. And then we can go and say the same thing with maybe a Botswana practice, this particular discussion as a joint in South Africa and South Africa. And the same thing happens through the government. Implementation of the convention will require full collaboration with other national departments to do what we do. Policy and potential to ratify the entire then my contribution is from innovation and after that. And coming to the progress, compared to my colleagues in other government departments, the Justice Department of Affairs, the Department of General Education and Environment, given the issue in the minutes of the Cabinet Committee, what the federal class advisors, the minister, meeting between the cabinet, between the minister of the minister, whereby it is taken into consideration so much as another issue of which I think that is most important. In this cabinet memorandum on the 10th of the minister on the 5th of October, it is supposed to be presented to the cabinet the class on the 24th of October. It was subsumed for the 7th of November, and that the Central Gate area was trying to locate this but what is the department of the capacity of the dialogue between our ministry and the government of the president of the impact on the so, I think in terms of moving forward, there are two issues that we need to, of course, one is to try to secondly, we need to compare, complete additional policy. And thirdly, we need to mark on the initial body that you establish the size and extent of getting some discussion. I want to recommend the thing of this end here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It looks like they are talking about a similar situation with a particular foundation whereby there are certain cabinet processes that can be finalized and that there is a formal discussion of policy as well. But be as it may, I think I will allow an opportunity for convention of what the perspective of the education of the policy. I think you must say thank you and it's not today. And the first program is to follow.
How did you maybe or deal with a situation where you were saying this intangible cultural habit aspect that starts to be challenged by the constitution, but some regulations in different parties, for instance, I think it within the Zulus that they begin testing their cultural, the culture that is infused by the Zulus. Whether it was wrong or right, for me, to the issue now. The issue is, this is what the Zulus have been doing as a practice, unless it's my definition of the cultural aspect. But that has then been challenged in terms of that begin to test this in the past. I'm referring to it because unless it is my classification is wrong. Because you take aspects of some practice in the Venda culture called Jomba. Those aspects of incest in the same extent are also done there. But not in the manner that they are done within the Zulu culture. There are situations where now it was a culture during the Jomba time. Or some other time where men were not necessarily proposing ladies there, but men would tell their parents which girl they wanted, the parents would go and negotiate. There was no time for men to be running around proposing. But you see, you find a situation where now there are certain activities that girls do that would make men to sort of get, like, leaving your breath open, you know. On a particular activity that are happening there, and you find, you know, like it's a function, or at least I feel, for the lack of proper way. And you find that now you go there and you're interested on Mr. Suleiman's guest, I would tell my parents and say, I saw. And then who's the girl? I tell them. They go and negotiate. Not with the girl, but with the parents, and at some point the girl was told. And so things is fine. Whether that was wrong or right in terms of the new system or what people are, but I'm not sure if some of those things are the, some of the cultural aspects that are getting extinct. I'm not sure. But I'm trying to check where you have this kind of things and the new dynamics start to put some of those intangible cultural aspects to the background. Well, the example that I've given may be wrong, but this was off my head. They are coming up.
They are bound for.
Now, that's what I need to clarify. In that instance, how do you deal with it?
Thank you, Mr. T.
Yes, of course, we don't have the national policy that think raise issues for the corruption of the previous administration. And what the minister has done, he has put together a number of actors to drop up in the public. That's what he has been started to allow the later part of last year. Yes, I think this leads to my mind's question as well. We are aware that the short up by the entire year, and that in fact, we have been told by our legal advisors that we are not able to get involved and after having the but what we're talking about here is that I think this is work that is already been done. It's not yet complete. And in the example of this, for example, from the capital sector, for now we don't have anything. We can only have something that we can try to talk about later. So I think those are the time frame. So which means that the SME should be able to contribute to the parliament.
For the issue of arbitrary action to my colleague and candidate of the country. You see, I think this is where I think we get caught. So we make this distinction between candidate and the country. But I think in most instances, that's an official area. Special appeals are in terms of finding. Because you can have, say, for example, something kind of doesn't Mandela go away and walk out of the island. Of course, that's a kind of and also lots of the intangible memory and the same thing happens with some of the objects that they have. It could be for example, I think one of my exams that I discovered is I think a bag that fits in the school and practice. That's an offer, but also the interpretation, the looking of, the looking at, the process of looking at that particular issue is having an but also, you could have a play which is a physical play, but it could be a sacred in a sense this is a sacred place where a particular vision is performed. So I think those are the dynamics that we have to bear in mind. Because if you take example, in some instances, the ritual can only be performed in this particular place. It's still a physical space, and then there are issues of identity, and which is linked to memory as well. The criteria. Definitely, we won't be getting into the interpretation, which is made in the convention. The convention is very clear. It's very clear on a number of issues. It acknowledges that we work in a paradigm of human rights. That
there's no, the convention doesn't promote any practice that is contrary to this concept of the ministry. So if a particular practice violates human rights, then the convention is not promoted. And then I think we can have another debate as well as who defines this human rights. But I think that's where we need to do it. But in the proper context, the Constitution is supposed to be guided for us. That if the Constitution takes this particular issue, it's against human rights, then we understand that we operate within the Constitution. We can't go around and promoting something that is not key of the foundation of that society. But the other important issue to bear in mind is the whole issue of community. That, we acknowledge that most of these practices are located within communities. And the convention gives enough space for communities to define that particular ICP and determine the measures that need to be taken to protect the community. If the community says that the disease testing systemic is right, but we say that this is no way contrasting the Constitution and human rights. Secondly, the convention, I think, makes for efficiency. But you see, I think these are some of the questions that have come to us. That you guys, I mean, you say you're the target of us as a church and promote everything. But you seem to be promoting one particular cause. And they've been doing nothing about our heart in the many respects. And it has been very difficult for us to respond to them. For example, in the Eastern Cape, we have people dying, getting treatment every day. But we didn't have the education to exactly what is the funding. So there's an extra policy that is beginning to come back to the current work. We hope that to some extent it will clarify this. But it's important for me to say that one of that last moment is quite critical. We have to go and negotiate and consult the community to see that they have a sense of what we did that they think is important, what we did that they can see that they learn and we can allow to.
Thank you, Mr. Yogunga. There's just one follow-up question from Mr. Solo Frank. You can expect a very naughty question.
But mostly, since we are understanding the definition of the income from which side have you drawn that? I think it's kind of like that. Secondly, it is a life and death. And everything life and death in church. For South Africa to adopt this convention before putting in place comprehensive political I'm asking this question because I can emphasize that this meeting is basically destination for liberalism because in terms of the perspective on cultural practices and economy. Of course, it is a constitution. We must not deny our constitution is liberal.
Very liberal.
But we must be cautious. We must be cautious that we've got instruments that have defined the people. Which you may deny, but they have not been defined, but they are inside. They may not be in your primary basic law, but it's either maybe through your jurisprudence, pronouncements by the court, considering issues of policy, which you may not be in a position to say, basically, this is what has been pronounced in relation to this particular cultural practice. But my interest is to read around that so that. I'm afraid I don't know that you are so solid to the government that has been given. Because this thing on itself is based upon the policy. You are not from the government. After that, your policy comes in with the policy. Because my only thing of liberal democratic character itself, the state protects individuals at the expense of community. And if it has wrong, if for instance, in a constitutional context, but this is an for a bigger example. If you impose people a Jewish child who does not want to do that ritual, then you can just take it to court. Where is the character of us? What is your character? That is what liberalism is about. That is what liberalism is about. If you can see, it's not in my child, then I feel this is my character. And if my child says no, it's my character, and that character is not written anywhere in the constitution. And my child says, I couldn't imagine it to see. I don't need anything. This is the point I think. So I'm saying, it's integration, I'm agreeing to. We have to debate it more than that. But what I have to say to your explanation is that this thing is community that identifies. Not individual, not the state. Look, I may be a minister, a minister, but a top bureaucrat in a department that is not only a minister, a woman minister, the president. For people who are but I'm very conscious. You have a pattern like that, or one strength. Ideological emotion, he becomes the head of the Department of Culture. He needs to believe certain things that I believe they are cultural. They may not be human issues, but he believes they are flawed. And that is the problem, not subjective problem, in a sense that a person or an institution is the one that determines what is cultural. What I'm trying to say is that I like your emphasis on community. The community in Kumukwani, whether it's not in the rural village, must be the one that says, this is our culture, we've been living with this thing, and we want to preserve it. The community in the state must say that thing, and the state must assist the state that that particular culture. So, that is my question, and I thought that I wanted to make a comment on those issues. It is true for the dollar that culture, I mean, it's good, but the state cannot determine. There's no scientific test, unless you want to go there, but I should. You can't wake up as government and say, no, it has evolved so many years, and this thing is no longer relevant. Community, people who are practicing, the owners of that country should be the one, who can rather, in collaboration with them, and say, in the life of the SDC, influence them through persuasion, discourse, and all this, not by the truth. So, I'm very conscious about
If you want to take it to the divergent position, I don't think I'm coming in for a picture. Because you're the lawmaker, so you take it. We just have to rock and take off it. But I think the response to that, to this attention between cinema rights, provincial rights, right, yeah, cultural rights. I think it's okay to say this particular context of this particular convention within the community. But it's the communities that are empowered, entitled, identified, secondly, defined, and then to come up with measures for the protection and preservation of the
Thank you.
to make a mistake. I'm asking over a whole discussion. You said there are 12 agencies where the government stakeholders, they representative of cultural communities across our country. You see, yeah, I don't want to ask, but this thing is that if they don't have those interests, but we are cool to be kind of philosophy. There are people who will lead their own things and create their own communities. I don't want us to go to the children of amendment where communities came to us, you know, demonstrate why a lot of not to be because I think we have had left, you know, the international instrument, provinces have got minimal roles in terms of international. What do we mean when we talk about consultation that you are contacting? Are you going to the rural communities in the case to meet traditional leaders, met traditional leaders in KwaZulu-Natal, in Limpopo? You can see they are in only two pockets, Swakopmund and Transvaal area. They are from two pockets, Swakopmund and Transvaal. So, have you learned that? Because this is injecting on their critical area of their castle. I don't know that's what I said. I think not that I said. I don't know if you understand. I was really strongly recommend that liberal public dialogue and engagement with those stakeholders is very, very important. I don't know that to be stopped when we are having 2 days before we call it before by letters. You know, the students are here. From the very same stakeholders I'm talking about, you know, LinkedIn, and then I can't think of anything because. It's not because the convention is there. It's because how people understand philosophical concepts. People are reading. They share it, and they get scared, and they tell the thing. We hear that one, so I'll call this thing, you want to get this thing. So I'm just making that, if you have done it, it's right. If you have not, I really recommend putting it at the end of the minister. It's critical, you don't need to focus on it. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, you made a very interesting comment. He wants me to go and join at this point so that I can then continue. And I can see his rising. But first to say that I think your analysis is correct. We had a competitive workshop. I think from where we stand in terms of the critical stakeholders, but I think that's really, it depends on where we stand really. I don't think it's as detailed as ideally what it could be. From what you think, I think it's
to go and engage with the
government. Okay, thank you very much. Before we adjourn this one announcement, we will have lunch at 90 place, six restaurants downstairs. So all of you are invited or like that.
90 place,
I'm very
no,